podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, imagine if all your frustrations about advertising your business could be solved right now. You should know that podcast listeners are more engaged and higher converting than any other advertising medium. So try AdHub today and reap the rewards of Spreaker's self-advertising platform. It makes it as effortless as ever to be heard by thousands, regardless of the listening app they use. Visit Spreaker.com/AdHub. That's Spreaker.com/AdHub. And start using your advertising dollars in an impactful way.
Welcome to the LFC Day Trippers. What are we doing this, Gav? A Fatback 4 special, would it?
Yeah, I just couldn't be arsed making up another name for show, to be honest with you, Keith.
No, that's cool. These are the little things that we don't bother. You know, we don't let get in the way on the Day Trippers. We just like to put out good stuff. We don't worry about the small points and the details. But it's the Fatback 4 special of a Tuesday night. It's still International Week. It's an awful state of affairs.
It's the longest 2 weeks of my life.
Since when are they squeezing? Who thought it was good to play three internationals now on fucking international breaks?
Like, it feels like the crazy. Longest international break of all time. And I include World Cups and that. It's, just get me over it. It's still only Tuesday, isn't it?
Well, are Liverpool playing again this month? When are we on again?
We play month on away.
5th of April.
We play Sunday. Do we play Sunday now or is it moved to Saturday because of when in Europe?
God knows.
It's one of those days. We get to the end of the week.
Anyway, midweek, internationals, nothing to talk about. So we said we would do another draft. Well, when I say we said we do another draft, the Discord group is absolutely flying at the moment, that we've just brought back, resurrected from the dead, like the Undertaker in WrestleMania. They thought it was down, and next thing, boom, he sits back up. So Discord is back up and running. I'm one of the listeners in there, Dynamo Kev, put in the suggestion about doing a draft. Look, we love doing drafts here. They're a bit of crack, and especially over the international break when there's nothing else to do, we said we do the draft. So I think, I could be wrong, is this you's our first draft, or who's done drafts before? Gav, you've done a draft,
I've done plenty of them.
You've done the drafts before. Gary, you haven't, have you?
I'm a draft virgin.
A draft virgin. Fair play. What about you, Pete? Is this your first draft as well?
I'm a first timer.
First timer as well. But look, they're a bit of laugh. We try not to take them too seriously, but it's just a bit of fun at the end of the day. So what we're going to do tonight, we said, before we start, the Discord group, it's flying there at the moment. If anyone's listening, get on and subscribe to the channel. Get into the website, get onto Discord, you'll find all the information that you need. And we were there, Gav, we might as well say about the 10K giveaway.
We tried to keep it quiet and then we decided not to. So what we're doing is 10K subscribers. We're at 8,800 or something like that. But when we reach 10,000, we're giving away a PlayStation 5 with FIFA 21. So we've had people on going, how in the name of Jesus have you got your hands on one of them? To be perfectly honest, we don't have our hands on one of them yet. We have one waiting for us as soon as they come back into stock. We know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy. And that's not off the back of a lorry, by the way. It's genuine. We just do know somebody involved with PlayStation. So as soon as they come back into stock in Ireland and they're actually available, not that they're not in stock, you just can't go and get them. So once it's made available, that you can go and click and collect or get a home delivery on them. We will absolutely have it. So it's a PlayStation 5 with FIFA 21, and Yeah, as soon as we hit 10,000 subscribers, we're going to get put all them names in a hat or one of those random generators on Google that you find. And the winner will come out and it'll be shipped to them. So get subscribing. And as I said before, be cute about it. You know, don't just subscribe yourself. Tell your man all to do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Tell everyone to do it and get the subscribers up. When it hits 10,000, we give this away. And then you never know. By the time we get to 10, we might have something else to give away, or we might do something for 15 or 20. So, it's just a bit of a laugh, isn't it? And we'll get, I don't mind. If you don't want to get us to 10K, I'll just get the PlayStation and keep it. It doesn't fucking bother me. Do you know what I mean? If we never get to 10K, I'll keep the PlayStation.
FIFA 21 might be out of fashion, but who knows?
Yeah. It'd be like handing over an Atari to somebody. It's something that we wanted to give back to people because the subscribers have constantly risen and it's done organically, you know. We haven't gone in any way to try influence our subscribers in any way. It's organic, it's built, and it builds slowly, and we're fine with that. The community we have is great, but we wanted to give something back, and we thought, you know what, when it gets to 10K, we could have easily just got a voucher for Amazon or something like that. But we said, no, here, what's the thing at the minute? It's a PlayStation, everyone wants them, so we're going to get our hands on one and we're going to give it away to one of those subscribers.
Because I sound like that.
Well, sound most of the time.
Yeah, we do our best. We do. But as we said, the new website is up and running. It's a great bit of work that Gav has put a lot of effort into, a lot of work. It looks the business, it looks great, but it's got links to everything in there. It's got links to all the shows that we're doing. It's got link into Discord. It's got a little bio of all the lads that are regularly on the shows. Well worth going in. It's lfcdt.com. Go in and have a look, and you won't regret it. It'll be the best thing you ever do. But anyway, tonight, lads, we're on here. We're doing a draft. And what we're going... Oh, before we move on as well, I see a couple of comments coming in there. I just want to mention about Claude from AFTV. Sadly, tragically passed away. A very popular fella, you know what I mean? He's done. I know a lot of people have done shows and that with him, and it's very sad to see what's happened. Just want to pass on our condolences here from the day trippers to anyone that knows him or anyone that's worked with him, any friends of Claude. He's gone through a hard time recently. We all sort of probably aware of the stories that have gone around. He seemed a nice fella, but you know, social media, the pitfalls of social media can be a dark and dangerous place. So we just want to say rest in peace to Claude.
And you know something? We're not going to pretend to know Claude personally. None of us do. Not that I'm aware of at the LFC Day Trippers. He's never been on our show. We've never been on his show. And, you know, but it's something that he produces content similar to ours. And, you know, regardless of what you thought of the bloke, or you know, when you see them on AFTV, all that sort of stuff, it's very, very sad when anyone passes away. But you know, to see a fella, you know, that did have problems, that's fairly well recognised. But to see somebody pass away like that, I think it's hard to take for a lot of people. And me personally, you know, I know Grizz knows a couple of lads at AFTV, and on Grizz's behalf, more than mine or more than the LFC Day Trippers, I'd like to pass on our thoughts to everyone at AFTV because you know, we have the banter with them and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, he was a close friend of those people, and Grizz knows those people. So on Grizz's behalf, and he'll deal with himself on Thursday, I'm sure, but because it's happened today 100%. And stuff like that, on Grizz's behalf, I'd like to pass on our thoughts to Claude's family, but also everyone at AFTV.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's needless to say as well, you know, no amount of banter or no amount of rivalry is worth one human life. But, you know, let's not get into the circumstances, but I think it's important to point out. You know, people out there just need to be nice to each other. And remember, it doesn't matter what people say or what they deem to represent. You know, just be nice to each other. It's getting, social media is getting dirty and toxic. That's the word that Az is using. So let's be careful with each other, you know.
Indeed. Anyway, we'll get on. We'll have a little go at this draft. So what we're going to do, lads, yous are going to have, as I said, it was a suggestion put in by Dynamo Kev into the Discord group. And it's going to be 33 teams in the draft. 20 Premier League teams and 13 European teams that I've chosen. Now, don't worry, you know, I haven't picked any Romanian teams.
Rota Voldegrad.
If you've done your homework on Rota Voldegrad, you probably wasted your time, you know what I mean? I would have said concentrate on the Belgian second division and you'd be more Imre a chance. But it's 33 teams. You know, there's not going to be many surprises in there that are going to be fairly big teams. Each person is going to pick a number and you're going to get a team. We're going to stick to a formation of 4-3-3.
Okay.
And when you pick your number, you get your team, you pick a player off that team. You can put him into your 4-3-3 formation. No restrictions on where you can put him.
And just from yourself, Gar and Pete, on the right-hand side of our screen, we have got private chat and comments. We all need to click on private chat now, don't we? So we can see the comments coming through.
That would be an excellent suggestion, Gav. Excellent suggestion, because we don't want the lads in the chat giving us all the names. Yeah, exactly.
We don't want because, Gary.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, I don't want to get a list of route of all the grad players off you and try to claim that you got them all organically yourself. So we just need comments off, private chat on. Gar's taking it off. Literally. He's gone off.
He's just gone.
But what we're going to do, lads, it's going to be a 4-3-3. You get you a team, you pick a player from that team, you put them into any position you want on your team. But obviously, as it goes on, your positions will dwindle and the teams left will dwindle. Do you know what I mean? So try and think as tactically as you can. We won't say too much more than that.
Yep.
You know, okay. We won't say too much more. But needless to say, there might be a surprise. And what we'll do at the end of it, we'll put the three teams onto the website, onto the Twitter. We'll do a little poll, see who comes out tops on that. Grizz isn't involved, which, you know, I love when Grizz is involved in this, but he does have a tendency to hijack the poll. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the...
I said that social media has become toxic.
Pete's gone on to bleeding.
I'm back, lads. I just switched my voice. Sorry.
Pete turns his camera off and leaves his mic on.
Apologies.
No worries. That's fine. We could hear you. Don't worry. Anyway, we're going to get started. So, you all understand what he's doing?
Yeah.
Is he going to get a team? Yep. Is he going to put a player in as it goes on?
Comments off. So we can't.
Comments off. Good. Exactly. Comments off. That's what we want to see. So, Peter, I've randomly done this, right? So you're going to go first. Gav is going to go second, and Gard is going to go third. It's going to stay in that order. Okay. So, Pete, give me a number between 1 and 33.
27.
The first team out of the hat, Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Oof. I will have, from Wolves, I will have young Neto.
Good shit.
Young Neto, and you're going to put him into a right-wing position over the mind.
I certainly am cutting in on that sweet... Well, he's two-footed, so stick him on the right wing, up top.
No problem. Excellent choice. Gav, you're up next.
16, please.
16 takes out Inter Milan. A sexy foreign team, I like it.
I will have that lad, Lautaro Martinez.
Ooh, one of my favourites.
That'll do.
That's a nice little selection. That's it. Wrap it up. Gav's confident. Put it to the vote.
Hold up.
Neto versus Lautaro versus nobody. Gar, who are you taking? Give me a number.
I'm going to go with my squad number 7.
Number 7. Ah, that's ironic. Ajax, a favourite of yours.
Ooh. I'm going to go with a young man who is very highly talked about, young Per Schuurs.
Not bad.
Bombed out a bit of Ajax. Mad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm gonna go on his potential.
Yeah.
He's a good player in fairness. I think you've the other big one that you could have gone with there, Kieran Thorne is thrown in as
Gravenberch, would have been a good show. But I'm just afraid. I don't want to be jumping too early into that midfield section.
And that's it. Yeah, you want to box off the key positions. It's a good tactic. But yeah, Schuurs and Gravenberch, I think, are the ones you need to be looking at Ajax. But that's one of the boys off the board. So we come back around to Peter. Peter gives another number there, please.
Six.
Number six is Liverpool.
Oh my God.
I will have Virgil van Dijk. Thank you very much. And that's the end of the pod. I win. Knowledge is the bomb.
A chance. Well, you see when I stick Lindelof in beside
you. You got one leg at the moment.
Gav, back to you.
I will have number... What did I pick? Give us 24.
24. Leeds.
Oh, okay. I will have... I'll have Rafinha off Leeds.
On the right wing?
Yeah.
Is he right wing? Plays on the right, doesn't he?
Plays on the right, yeah. I'll have Rafinha. Another player that's the talk at the moment, isn't he, around Liverpool? Player.
Yeah.
Meant to be interested. Good player. Very, very good player.
Long-term replacement for El Hadj Diouf.
El Hadj Diouf? Jesus. El Hadj. He gets a raw deal. Yeah, he gets a raw deal.
As he's an asshole.
True.
Rafinha seems to be the name in the chat, lads. That's getting a lot of the love. But Laura Duffy threw in also Phillips would have been a shout.
Charles Phillips.
In fairness, Laura, Calvin Phillips was the first fella that popped into my head. But then I heard Gareth in my head going, midfield, don't go mad on them. Yeah, so that's where I went away from that. He's a smashing player, by the way. An absolutely smashing player.
Quality.
He's a brilliant absolutely player. Quality.
Turn off your laptop. We're on staycation.
I'm on TotalWine.com. They have so many rosés, chardonnays, and proseccos. It feels like a real vacation.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Total Wine and more.
A great player. And just to clarify as well, it's current players that the teams... people are putting in the chats, you know, only joking, I'm sure, Mark Viduka and all, but it's current players, just to be... Just to be clear.
Danny Bredner.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. The late, great Jack Charlton, who's been Vogue as well. A Leeds legend. So, on to the next one. We are up to guard again.
I'm going to go number two, please.
Number two. Aston Villa.
Oof. I'm going to go all out on this one. I'm going to pick Grealish.
Where do you want to put him in? Your midfield? Yeah, or on the wing?
He goes into my wing. Yeah, I'm going to put him out to the left-hand side, yeah.
Somewhere out there in Twitterland, Jamie Holm is running circles around his living room, delighted.
I'll tell you, if he sticks Thiago in the same team as him, you won't hear him, Jamie. Oh.
Thiago's gone, unfortunately. The Liverpool LFC are out there.
Yeah,
so
Yeah.
So that's out of the equation. But yeah, nice choice. Our guys going with the Shores and Grealish so far. We've got P has Virgil van Dijk and Pedro Neto, and Gav has gone with Rafinha and Lautaro. It's shaping up nicely so far, lads. But yes, I'm getting some big teams here, in fairness. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Back to Peter.
Number one,
Crystal Palace.
Jesus, what?
There's only one player you're going to pick off.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's Kelly, the obvious one. He was supposed to score in January.
no, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take Wilfred Zaha, I guess.
Wilfred Zaha playing
on... I believe he didn't pick Sacco.
No.
I thought you were going to go for that Eze, lad.
Eze, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good shout as well.
Who's the lad that takes all the penalties? He's not bad.
Milivojevic.
Milivojevic.
No, but I stick with Zaha.
Only last. Does he last the game, Milivojevic, anymore? And he constantly gets booked. If you're ever betting on him to be booked, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he does love it. He does love a card.
Loves it. I think he asked the referee for he gets that many.
Can't function without it. You need to get it done early doors.
Ref, I'm getting hooked in 5 minutes here. You better get that card out.
It's all for the adrenaline.
He must, you know, I reckon he plans his Christmas around it. You know the way you can see those where the people say like, "Oh, he has three games off now for Christmas." I reckon
Neymar.
Listen, I'm not going into that. I'm not going into that. Stop it.
This year again, without fail, Neymar gets time off for his sister's birthday.
Right,
what a man. But the Zaha show was popular in the comments in the chat as well, lads. A couple of mentions for Eze, free worlds going for Gary Cahill. So I'm assuming that might be a joke, but you never know, because you might be thinking tactically here. These are going, a lot of attacking players getting wheeled out now, you know.
And I got Wilf on the other side.
Going with Wilf. Good choice. Gav, back to you.
Number 20.
PSG.
Jesus.
Oh, now it gets interesting.
Hate you.
Kylian Mbappe, please.
Has to be, doesn't it?
What a
Van Dijk pockets him. Not worried about that.
That's your pockets. Forward line done, Gav.
That's it. That's me done.
Now, in fairness, I don't think you can have many complaints about a front three of Rafinha, Lautaro and Mbappe.
No.
If I'm being honest.
You can't. But I know what's coming later. So I'll probably end up with Tony Cascarino up front or something like that. So,
I wouldn't say that.
I know what you're like.
Look, we won't. We'll cross that bridge if we come
yeah,
to
no,
it.
Yeah, we definitely will.
Gar, back to you.
Gonna go number 9, Keto.
Number 9. Here we go. West Brom.
Dirt.
Lads, my internet's gone.
Romain Sawyers.
Are you serious?
A decent player.
West Brom.
Let's go with
I like your man Gallagher off West Brom.
Yeah, there's only really him, isn't it?
Romain Sawyers. The
fella up front is good.
Which one?
I can't remember his name now.
The wingy left years ago.
No, not him. He's at QP. He's in the QPR car park.
Yeah, he's still waiting.
No, yeah, man, he gave for United an awful time, didn't he? Oh, I can't remember his name now. So I can't see the chat. So maybe someone in the chat says it.
Pereira, was it? Mateus Pereira?
No, he's good. Yeah, he's not the bad, man. The front fella.
Scored a couple of goals at Old Trafford.
Yeah, he has. He scored a couple and he missed a great chance against United as well at the back.
Lads in the chat, throw names in because I'm only getting Pereira, Diangana.
That's him. That's him.
Brady Dean. Are you sure he's the winger?
Diangana. He's playing up front. It's not even spelled like Diangana the way you would say it. It's him. That's him.
Are you sure? Anyway, I think. So who we going with, Gar? Sorry.
I might just go out on this one and throw Gallagher in, but he goes in the midfield, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Liam Gallagher.
Are you going with him?
Do you know what? I'm gonna go with Gallagher. In midfield. There's no one in me midfield yet, so.
No. For a man that was saving their midfield spaces, you didn't think you'd be wasting one of them on a West Brom head, did you?
Yeah, I just chose the wrong number there. I thought you'd be giving me someone juicy for the number 9. Jesus Christ.
It's the way the balls bounce, boys. That's the way the balls bounce. So, back to Peter.
16.
16 is gone.
Okay. What isn't gone? So, I didn't hear anyone say 14.
14 is okay.
That's okay, yeah.
Newcastle.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
Still a lot there.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough.
Newcastle United.
Can we, not that we help, but can we throw a few names out just to...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
why not? One of the West Brom, before we...
Yeah, St. Maximin jumps out at me.
Yeah, he's certainly not many options there. But before we do move on, a lot of people threw Sam Johnson into the chat for West Brom, which may have been a pick to go for.
I was thinking of a keeper. I think there's better keepers to come.
Yeah, if you get the choice, you could end up with the Sheffield United. <Yes. laughs> Again, St. Maxima is getting a lot of the heat into the chat. A lot of people are saying, if you were going for Isaac Hayden, but...
It would kill more. As a centre-back, yeah, not bad. I'm thinking more of the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper wasn't bad. Tell you what, I'll go Lascelles, have
a good one for you.
Lascelles, the centre-back.
Lewis, Jamal Lewis.
Is there any chance of Gareth sitting up straight so we can see him?
No.
Right. There we go.
Well, lucky that he has a light on, in fairness. Yes,
no, I'm going to go with Lascelles at centre-back.
You're going for Lascelles?
Yeah.
Nice.
Andy Carroll.
Jamie Hammond like that.
Callum Wilson as well is getting a lot of love. But you would be literally filling your front line then for Callum Wilson. It'd be a blade. Be a risk. You're going for Lascelles at the centre of the defence.
Yeah, they'd be good together.
I think they would. Lovely couple.
Who threw in the left back? Lewis, good show.
Yeah, Lewis, a good show. Sean Longstaff getting a shout there. Owen Borchrow and Carl Darlow. I think it's about five goalies there. They
decent keeper, yeah.
Chop and change them a lot, don't they? But hell and ever. So that's Peter done. Gav, back to you.
Number 31, please.
41, Southampton. Oh, when the Saints.
Okay.
Go marching in.
The fella with the double barrel name. Free kick taker.
Minamino.
Ward-Prowse.
Shane's Ward-Prowse.
He's the best player for me, Gav.
Yeah, he is a good player.
Ryan Bertrand.
Danny no. Ings.
No. I can't pick a forward.
He's the S. Forward line is full. Forward line is full. Vestergaard is getting a lot of love into the.
No, I'll take Ward-Prowse.
Yeah,
you'd have to go
delivery of a football,
there, wouldn't you? Yes, we're a front line like you have someone that's getting the ball into them quick.
It's the new Charlie Adam.
Yeah, it's a compliment, I'm sure.
Of course it is. Charlie Adam's a ledge.
See, yeah, it's funny you're seeing him getting mentioned. Someone putting up about when he signed for us. That Ollie Holt was saying, you know, Sergio Aguero is a good signing for Man City, but Charlie Adam could be the signing of the season.
People forget the season that he had with Blackpool. Yeah. I mean, he walked on water, like, you know, for Blackpool.
He was brilliant, yeah, was it?
Hugely flawed, but we were blinded by the set pieces, weren't we? And it just never played and happened.
Hugely fat, to be honest.
True. Very true.
No problem.
Indeed. So, Gar, we're back to you.
I'm going with 21, Keita.
Man United.
Oh, so I don't go any of that back four straight away.
Are you sure?
Muck.
Yeah, no, you're grand, thanks.
You need a penalty taker, don't you?
I'm going with Fernandes.
It'd be real not to, wouldn't it?
Do you know when United came out, do you know what? And I was on a podcast last night and we got talking about United. I would have picked Van der Beek straight away.
I love him, but just on form.
I can't understand. And we were having a chat about it last night about Van der Beek. And I think he's the ultimate player that's being affected by the limitations of his manager. Because that manager is clearly four, two in front and hope the front four do something and stick to that.
Yep.
And we're going on about brilliant counter-attacking football, but when you actually look at it, they're so limited in what they do. They're afraid to actually break glass and put Van der Beek in there. He's their best midfielder. He's their fucking best midfielder. And I can't... His movement is off the charts. It's not even that. He presses, he passes, he gets beyond the forward.
Very clever
with the ball. He makes good runs in the box. He's actually, if he wasn't at Manchester United, I think he'd be perfect for us. If Wijnaldum was leaving, that's the truth of it.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It just goes to show when they signed them. It was a mad signing when they signed Donny van der Beek because it wasn't a position that he ultimately needed. Do you know what I mean?
It was a signing for me that because Jadon Sancho wasn't happening, they had to throw something on the table.
Yeah, and because they had the connection with
Van der Sar as well, wasn't it? Van der
Sar, exactly. Yeah, it was the United connection with Van der Sar and it's take him on and. It's a great sign, and it's another example of no forward thinking by Manchester United because
what I did hear at the time that there was a fierce rumor. Obviously, United were looking around for at several positions as sporting directors and stuff like that, and there was a rumor that he was trying to push because he'd known it was coming up, hence him pushing him going there and him. Thinking he was going to step into that role and obviously get a bit wedge of it, but it's just not happened well for him, has it?
That's true, because at the time he done a letter, didn't he? Van der Sar did, like, about what a great club and institute that he's going to, and it just hasn't worked out. It's madness, but I think Gavi are right there that he's.
Yeah.
A player that's not suited to a manager like
it's just mad because when I look at United, and we're getting way too much into this, I'd say, but when I look at it, I'm thinking, like, I like McTominay, right? But if it was me, I'd be saying, listen, I'm just going to stick McTominay at the base of that midfield and I'm going to get Van der Beek. And if Pogba has to go, fine, but I'd put Van der Beek and another player in that mold where they're going to work hard for you, they're going to be well in the shape, but when they get it, they protect it, they use it well, and they get up the pitch. It's just because their forward line is so detached from the rest, he can't gamble in that middle of midfield, and Van der Beek is the victim. If I was him, I'd be out of there as quick as I fucking could, and well, there'd be loads of clubs in England and abroad that would be all over.
Yeah. I'd be shocked if he's there next year.
Well, the thing is, I'd love him at Liverpool, but it's never going to happen because he's at Manchester United.
Unless he goes somewhere else for us, like a Benfica, or back to Ajax, you know?
Yeah, it's a mad one, but I feel a bit sorry for him because I think he's a smashing player.
He's a good player. But Gar goes with Bruno Fernandes, and you can start to see the logic in that as well. The greatest signing in Premier League history, apparently.
Ever.
Which was, you know, nice. Why wouldn't you? Anyway, well, back to you, Peter.
19.
Fulham.
Fucking hell, man. I tell you what.
That's worse than West Brom.
I'm going with Albert Lukman.
Adam Ola Lukman.
Okay.
As he's a smashing player. This is a smashing player. I'm putting him in the middle of the park. Well, hopefully I'm going to draft a better team next to shine it up. But there's not many better performers than that young lad this season. Delighted that Everton let him go for nothing. He's fantastic.
I think he's really good.
He is very good.
If you told me tomorrow that Jorginho Wijnaldum was being replaced by him, I'd say happy days.
In the middle of the park.
He's a winger.
I love him in the middle of. I'd be putting him in the middle of. I can't play him.
So you're going for a midfield three.
No, actually, I'm going for three. So I'll put him on the right of centre. Yeah,
the right of centre. Okay. Straight away, there's space to be had in Pete's team, lads. If you're going up against it, there's a weak spot there. Ademola Lookman is leaving his.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A position vacant. So it would be interesting to see who you've got in behind them there, Pete. But some of the names getting thrown in there. There's actually a few Fulham names. Frank Zamba Anguissa is getting thrown in a fair bit, and he's a good player. He's come back. He looked a bit of a stock in a shite when they first signed him, but he's improved and he's come back well from a loan spell. The centre back
Anderson's been good, hasn't he?
Joachim Anderson is getting a show. He's been good.
That American young lad,
which is nice. Nice for Rodney. The American lad,
goalkeeper.
Who's the keeper there? Oh,
Areola,
the nipple.
Yeah, Areola.
Could have thrown him in there and got rid of your keeper, you see.
How many goals he conceded this year?
I don't know, but there's 10 other fellas on the pitch.
Former PSG. PSG and Real Madrid. And nice Luckman,
I don't know, Luckman, Jordan Pickford.
Luckman anchored the midfield. Anchored the midfield for Fulham. Maybe the issue around them conceding so many goals as well, to be fair.
I think
he's a fabulous player. Yeah, I think there's way more to him.
Yeah, he is good. He is good. Anthony Robinson getting a shout. Is that the lad you're thinking of? The left back.
Reid as well. Bobby Reid.
Yeah, there's some really good players there. Tete getting a shout. They have for a low-ranking team. They're not that bad for them. I think, obviously, they've underachieved, but they took a while to settle in.
It was their naivety at the start of the season.
Yeah.
They were trying to play out from the back. Now, there's all very well playing out in the back, but this was ridiculous. I was watching them. I think it was Everton they played, and my Jesus. It was like watching four Bambi on ice at the back trying to pass it around, and they were just getting picked up all the time.
They could have won that game.
I think it was actually, it was one of the Premier League games on the BBC, if I remember right. But no, they've got better. I'm fair play to Parker.
They certainly have. Gav, well, back to you.
Number 12.
Holy moly.
Juventus.
Juventus.
Gav getting the Italian teams. Bit of a fix going on here.
If anyone has the phone near there, just pull it away from your laptop or whatever. Juventus.
Who have we got to send that back, Gav?
I'm going to go with De Ligt, please.
Yeah, De Ligt, I would expect, yeah.
Or Bonucci.
No, I'll go with the Litt.
Demiral's a good centre back for them as well.
Yeah, he is, but I've seen more of the Litt, so
yeah. More, you know, the league is good, yeah. He's getting a lot of push in the chat as well. The league, Buffon, the Bale got a shout, but
Gavin's full of strikers.
Yeah. And even if you were to try and put him in as a midfielder, you might find it very attacking.
Well, I'm trying to be balanced here, because when I know when these go to a poll, if you just throw three attacking midfielders in the midfield, people go, looks great, but it wouldn't work. So I'm trying to go on.
You have to think of that. You have to think of that.
Yeah.
Now, Gar, give me a number.
Give me number eight.
Number eight. Man City.
Oh my God. City and then United and then City.
Young Kev is going in.
Kev De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Second best player in the league. After Virgil van Dijk. Fair enough.
Yeah. So that's not a bad. I'm happy enough with that midfield now.
You're happy enough, yeah, after the trauma of Conor Gallagher. You're happy enough now that.
Yeah, I think he can mind them two very well. Do you know that?
Yeah, it's actually, it does look quite balanced, and that's what we have to.
What's his tree?
We have to be looking at. He's got
Conor Gallagher, Fernandez, and De Bruyne.
Gallagher has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, he also has Jack Grealish in a front.
He likes a bit of dirt in there. He'll put the foot in for you. He'll do all the donkey work in there. I'm very happy with that.
Tommy feels like a lot of winner right now.
Very true, very true. So just to recap, so far we've got P has a centre back pairing of Virgil van Dijk and Jamal Lascelles.
Yep.
He's got an outrageous selection of Ademola Lookman in his midfield, and two wild players of Pedro Neto and Wilfred Zaha. You could have put Lookman in the wing and moved one of them in centrally, but we'll leave it. Leave you
still
to Still can, yeah.
And the manager, no, do what I like. Gareth Southgate does what he likes.
The choice is, your decision is made. Then we have Gav has finally got a defensive player in there with Matthias De Ligt in at centre-back. He's got James Ward-Prowse in his midfield, but he's got a sexual chocolate front line of Rafinha, Mbappe and Lautaro Martinez. Very exciting front line, Gav. I'm not going to lie, the lads...
Come here, Keith. I'm just going to say, Gav's gone with a few hipster choices by his own words in past WhatsApp group conversations. I'm just throwing it out there.
It must be said.
On who? Who was the hipster choice?
Yes.
Young Matthias Delitt.
Delitt?
Yeah.
No, Delitt's fine. Nothing wrong. No,
you have slaughtered him. You have absolutely. Levi's boo-cutted him for years.
When he came into that OEX squad. That is outrageous. Keith,
absolutely 507 of you have.
No, not at all. You're thinking of Varane. Varane you're thinking of.
No, you hipster.
I'd play three at the back before picking Varane. Being honest with you. The most overrated centre-back you've ever seen. Yeah.
Send them to the Olympics. So
I'm glad the chat isn't on there. Where do you see them all going mental at that? Whose turn is it?
Lads, so we've got five selections each. So what I'm going to do now is, Pete, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Right. Who scored Luxembourg's goal against Ireland?
Is his name Fernandez? Isn't it Fernandez? Or Rodriguez? Rodriguez.
Yeah. Well,
final answer?
Yeah,
good show.
Rodriguez.
Jerson Rodriguez is correct. Very nice, Pete. Very nice. That's 1 point for you.
Oh, what do the points get you?
Gav.
Promise. Yes.
Which American bought Aston Villa in 2006?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Bill Gates.
Oh.
No, he's a credit card company owner. Easy. Yeah. MBNA was his company. Easy.
I don't know.
You giving up?
I don't know who bought them. I don't know.
Who was it?
Randy Lerner.
Correct.
Oh, Randy Lerner. Jesus, yeah, now I know.
Disaster.
Now that you mention it,
and I'm fucked now because I know I'm no point in this and I know my team's going to get dismantled.
Not necessarily. Gar, which former PSG player scored 14 goals in 100 Premier League games? No, sorry, in 100 games for Bolton Wanderers.
Easy.
PSG 14. JJ.
Correct.
Okocha.
Roy.
40 nutmegs though. Fella was magic.
He's allowed that.
Oh, he was magic.
That's it. He sure was. He sure was.
He lost 4 million quid in a Nigerian bank. He lost most of his career earnings towards the end.
Through an email, like.
I think it was one of his cousins.
That's happened me as well before.
No, yeah. Seriously, he was done for 4 million quid for the end of his career.
But you know what? It's Alex Iwobi's his nephew, isn't he? And it's like nearly the Jordy Cruyff course. He gets compared to JJ Okocha. It's very harsh. Totally different player. And
good luck with that.
He's not as good as his uncle. Totally different player. Very.
I'd say JJ Okocha is the greatest Nigerian player of all time.
Yeah,
nobody better. Even Finidi George, Sunday Olise.
That 94-98 Nigerian team had some great players.
Didn't Finidi George rock up our Ipswich at one stage?
Played for Ajax, didn't he? Went from Ajax.
In that great Ajax team, the standout.
Under Borley, did he?
Yeah. Standout. Him and Martin Reiser. On either side, absolutely tore the Premier League.
Ajax team, it's nearly worth the podcast on its own if we were into that sort of thing. They were an smashing squad. Well, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to the other two lads. I knew you wouldn't have been.
Nah.
It's not your bleeding.
I'm off to get a credit card off the NBNA.
Randy, meow mucker. Back to Peter. Who was the oldest outfield player in England's Euro 2004 squad?
Oldest outfield player. Was this post Teddy Sheringham? 2004? Surely it was.
So, outfield player.
2004. Outfield player. Was one of the returning internationals, was it? 2004. Shit. You've got me now. Is there any clues? Any clues going?
He's English.
Well, let me see. David Beckham would have been 30 at the time and still in the squad. So who was older than David Beckham? Maybe Sol Campbell. Was Sol Campbell still in the squad? Teddy Sheringham wasn't in the squad. He was finished by then. Let me guess. I'll guess it. I'm going to say Paul Scholes.
Oh, incorrect. Anyone want to hazard a guess?
Outfield.
I think it'll be a centre half.
Or a fullback. Garrett's out now. Shit, 2004.
It's tough. So pan, isn't it?
Martin Keown.
Was he still there? 2004.
Yeah, it's not a bad one, yeah. I would have gone with him. I thought Adams was still there, was he?
Keith's not telling us.
No, I'm not telling you. Teddy Sheringham is the answer I have.
I said Teddy Sheringham first.
You ruled Teddy Sheringham out straight away.
did you just ask that question and then look up the answer?
No, I got the answer off something, but I'm doubting myself now because
I think he seemed
to be finished by then, but that's the answer I was given. He may not have played, would have been named in the squad.
I did say Teddy Sheringham.
It's
unfortunate because if I've made a balls with Pete, you still don't get a point. So
won't tell you till in the morning.
Exactly, and you should have the comments turned off, so you know.
No, I can't.
You won't know any different. But that's the answer I got. Jamie Hone gave me these answers. Remember, Jamie done the quiz and they were all wrong.
Yeah, but that's because he ran Kellogg's and asked him a lot of football questions. That was good. In fairness to Jamie, he recovered well that night because he was like, "What the fuck is wrong with this website? Everything is wrong on it." It was mad.
Yeah, but like I said, that could be wrong, but it's just the answer I was given from the website I was on. So
I think what made you check it was when I said was Teddy Sheringham gone by then. I thought
you did, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, was Teddy Sheringham gone? Yeah, so anyway, that's the incorrect answer or the correct answer. Who knows? Gav, we'll move on before I get pulled up. Which Australian defender made 279 Premier League appearances for teams including Everton, West Ham and Blackburn?
Easy. You should know this, Gav. I think you cleaned his boots, no?
Everton?
No.
He just said including Everton.
Ah, no, just after your time, Gar.
Yeah, it could be.
Premier League defender that made 270 appearances for teams including Everton, West Ham and Blackburn.
It was somebody name checked.
Update. Teddy Sheringham wasn't in the squad.
No.
What answer did you give me?
I said
Paul's goals. Still wrong. It was Saul Campbell. Yeah. So I'm okay. I'll sleep tonight.
For Blackburn and West Ham, I think Lucas Neal played for both of them.
Or Reid. Bobby Reid, was it?
No. The West
Winston Reid.
Winston
Reid. An Australian defender.
Because West Ham, it's not Ryan Nelson, obviously, but West Ham, Blackburn, Everton. I don't remember Winston Reid playing for Everton, but.
No, but Winston Reid. Did he not play for New Zealand?
He's from New Zealand,
yeah, New Zealand.
This is Australian, isn't it?
Oh, Australia. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Australia.
Australian.
Okay, that changes things. Oh, it's Tony Vidmar.
No, it's not
Tony Vidmar. No.
No, I was going to say. No, Brett Emerton played for.
I like how Pete. Help it out here when the ramifications could be catastrophic.
Okay, is it? It's Tony Vidmar. Must be. No,
I don't think Vidmar played for the Everton. Yeah, one has thrown me.
Yeah,
everything has thrown me. Is this Premier League?
Me as well. I'm gonna have to check.
Is this
Taylor Jamie?
When you said West Ham and Blackburn, I thought Lucas Neal because I think he played for both.
That would have been the one I would have gone for.
Not Everton, though.
No, he didn't play for Everton. That's what I'm worried about here. Because Lucas Neal stood out straight away as Black, because he's the fella that does Carragher when he plays for Blackburn.
Well, I'll tell you, this player has also played for Sydney FC, has also played for Omoye Adija.
Hold on, but he's played for Everton.
Yeah.
An Australian defender.
Yeah.
Got me now.
Yeah, you have. The Blackburn and West Ham thing was Lucas Neal straight away.
Yeah, that's right. I thought,
and is this Premier League, Keith?
Yeah.
It is Premier League. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's American.
No. Go with your instinct.
The only one I have is Lucas Neal.
I think it is Lucas Neal.
That's all I have, but I don't remember Lucas Neal playing for
Everton. Lucas Neal was in the Everton squad. But never.
Ese último McNugget me toca a mí porque soy la mayor.
¿Y eso qué tiene que ver?
Los mayores se respetan.
Eso no existe, ¿cierto, mamá?
Ya, quédense tranquilas. Aquí hay otra cajita de McNuggets.
Respeto, ¿viste?
No hay rivalidad cuando hay McNuggets deal. Hay un deal para cada salida familiar en McDonald's. Compra uno de tus favoritos, como unos McNuggets de 10 piezas, una Big Mac, una Quarter Pounder with Cheese o un Filet-O-Fish y te llevas otro por $1. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. Válido para un producto de igual o menor valor.
Okay, something stupid like that. Did he come to Everton?
I go Lucas Neal because I don't have any of that name.
Correct. Lucas Neal.
He
didn't play for Everton.
Games for Everton.
Played 12 games.
Yeah.
In 2009, 2010.
Can never remember him playing for Everton.
After he was at West Ham. So he left West Ham and he went to Everton for a year. Don't fuck all. Went to Galatasaray after that.
I have no recollection of Lucas Neal playing for Everton. I can see him in a Blackburn jersey and I can see him in a West Ham jersey, but not.
That's why I celebrated when he said Blackburn West Ham piece. That's what I said. That's Neal all day.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I'll take the point Everton as well. So I knew Everton.
I'll take the point.
Hey, Pete, one if it's going as well.
No, I've got two.
No, you've got one.
I've got one.
You got
that one wrong.
That was Saul Campbell, anyway.
Yeah, it was Saul Campbell. He said
Paul Scholes, right? He's claiming to say Teddy Sheringham. They're both wrong. I mentioned Saul Campbell at some
point.
Mention David James.
You did say Saul Campbell. Saul Campbell.
Steve McLaren.
Oh, did I?
No, well. Steve. Dude,
look, don't worry, Pete. Don't worry. You learn. And Gar, as of 2020, who was the only Brazilian to manage in the Premier League?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's easy.
20-20.
Think Chelsea, mate.
What?
Think Chelsea.
I'm having a complete mind blocker.
Easy.
Sorry.
Not a young man.
Tell Pete the Virgin today's drafts and on quizzes and all. He's just giving answers away willy nilly.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Why can't I have a complete mind blocker?
He, can I steal? Can we steal for a point?
No. Nah. I should have let you steal earlier on, but I didn't. So it'd be a bit harsh to do it on the
last. Make sure he hasn't got them comments.
You get it. You get it. He's going
to
get it.
Go on now. I can't. I'll have a complete blocker.
Big Phil, mate.
Scolari.
Yeah. Oh, Scolari.
Big Phil Scolari. So at the end of that round, that's all we have. A few questions. He's all got one answer right each, which is, you know,
I feel probably, like I answered so many more.
you answered loads of questions, Phil, but only, two of them were yours.
Pete
and
read,
one of them
Pete
was wrong,
read out
and
the,
you gave me about five answers for one of them.
Pete read out the Euro 2004 squad for England, and that's why it took so long.
You felt like it was, you felt like you got more right. You understand, that's fine. Anyway.
Claiming three right answers for that England one, he is.
Yeah.
Claiming four.
Yeah.
You get the 1 point each. Don't worry, Pete. You're 1 point. It could be very crucial for you later.
It will be when people try to steal Van Dijk. It ain't happening.
It won't be luck, man, anyway.
Yeah. Right, Peter, back to you. Give me a number.
Did anybody take 20?
20 is gone.
No.
Gone.
Yeah, 20's gone.
22?
Arsenal.
Oh, very good. Okay. He's back on it.
Oh, a little bit better than Fulham, West Brom, Shrewsbury Town. I will take from Arsenal. What do I need?
Take a Aubameyang and play him at Roy Fulpe.
It's a toss up between.
He has a vacancy at centre forward.
I do, but it's a toss up between Auba and maybe young Odegaard, to be honest with you. Good job, Becky.
Chris Brack saying Pete's going full Trump. I got all the answers right.
Drink that bleach. Drink it. I'll go with Auba up top. Might as well.
Oh, it's a shame he didn't go for bleeding Odegaard in your midfield. Your midfield would have been horrendous.
Saka. Yeah, no. Should have been the
no,
one.
No, I can't do that.
Saka in
the Saka's a good show, Gaff.
I was going to go Saka, but.
Either way, Saka in that left full there all day long.
Right.
Gav.
Can I have number 28, please?
Number 28. Ah, Rangers.
Rangers?
What are they doing here?
Oh.
Should have been European royalty.
I will have off Rangers.
Right on Morales, you can't have
him. No, I'm not having him. He's fucking so overrated. It's untrue. I'll have the right back Tavernier whatever way. Loads of assists. Takes
a penalty.
Takes free kicks as well.
And what he's doing playing for up in that league is beyond me, to be honest. Because he's actually a really good athlete. He's a good player. So I'll have him.
A few names getting thrown in there. We've got Ryan Kent getting a few mentions. Yeah. But Gav's front line is already taken. Joe Aribo and Glenn Camara, the midfield lads, getting thrown in. Connor Goldson. Georgie Hagi-Junfle.
I'll tell you who's really good for them. And this is watching them three or four times. Usually
Ryan Celtic.
No, the left back.
Barisic. Barisic scores a lot of goals.
And he's some left foot on him. Yeah. He's a good player.
I'd have Ryan Jack. He's a good player.
Ryan Jack's a good player.
That's as good.
Dan Jay says, Tavernier literally can't defend. So it's not probably the best in there. But
well, he's playing in a team that's conceded 6 league goals.
Yeah. He's done okay. He's the captain as well, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's about 25 goal involvements this season. So you know why he's in this.
He'll take that. He's only in there to feed Rafinha, Lautaro.
He's only in there in case one of the three front lads have a day off, a night off, a bad night. He'll just pop up and belt a few in.
Yeah,
that kid Patterson's good as well, isn't he?
Yeah, they've a good few young fellas there waiting to burst through, don't they? Be interesting to see what happens with Gerrard, whether he stays there or whether he moves
he's on.
He's
staying there for another year or two. He wanted to crack into the Champions League.
I think he does one year and then he looks for...
One year.
two seasons somewhere else. Yeah. And then he's banging down the door at Anfield, I think.
Yeah. That's the way it's looking at the moment, and anyway, isn't it?
He can be assistant to Linders.
Yeah.
He won't. He'll Pochettino will clothesline him on the Wattlebreck Road.
On the way in, is it? On the race up to the front door.
Can you? Does it laugh? If you don't think Pochettino's angling for that Liverpool job with that PSG move, I think you're mad.
Yeah. The fact that United are back in Ole as well is nice, you know, Pochettino away from there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's pretty interesting. Gar, back to you.
I will take, give me number five.
Number five. Sheffield United.
Oh, lovely.
I thought he was going to say fucking Real Madrid there. Someone's going to go, I'm not enough for this.
Absolute shocker. Fuck, Sheffield United. Jesus Christ.
Kwame's young player. The Ampadu young player. Smashing player.
I mean, your midfield is full, so you Berge would be the player you'd probably...
Do you know what I'm going to go? I'm going to take who's our best player last year. Well, one of our best players last year. I'm going to go with Enda Stevens.
I was going to say it's an easy slot, isn't it, for the left full?
Yeah, I think left
full. Is your midfield full?
Yeah,
Trigg. Oh, I thought it would have went Sanderberg.
Yeah, his left, his midfield, Gallagher, Fernandez.
It would be no ideal in there for Gallagher.
Yeah. But, you know, needs must, you have to go. It's a good...
I'll take that.
It's getting a problem position out as well, you know, get the fullbacks out of there. They have some decent players getting thrown into the... Ollie McBurney, you know, if you need a centre-forward that can't pull his socks up. There's O'Connell, the centre-back, getting a lot of mention as well. Poor fella's injured, isn't he? John Egan getting injured.
They've missed a few
players already. At Sheffield, the keeper Ramsdale's getting it. You know, if you want,
I'd rather have no one in there.
what's the letter right back that plays for them?
Not Basham, is it? He's the centre back.
No, it's not Basham. It's the poor lad that slipped at Anfield last season. You remember the long ball from
the ball went across him.
Yeah, he slipped. Good player. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I can't think of his name.
He's decent.
Yeah.
Can't think of it. Well, I'm sure someone in the chat will tell you, but he's good.
Yeah, they haven't thrown him in. But there's some names getting thrown in. Jaden Bogle getting thrown in.
Yeah,
Baldock. Baldock.
Sam Baldock.
Good player.
Good player. But Enda Stevens is a good choice, in fairness, to get out of a hole at Sheffield United. So that brings me back to Peter.
26.
Oh, unfortunate for you, Pete, I have to say. Borussia Dortmund.
Oh. Okay. Which raises another issue.
Because you want Haaland.
Can we play him at right back? No, we can't.
I think I'll go with... This is a good one. Maybe the Reina.
There is Haaland, Emre Can. If you want a bit of nostalgia,
Emre Can on principle. No, I'm thinking more. I'm thinking more the Reina kid.
There's the Hood, Reina. There's Jude Bellingham. There's
Viola Aura.
Guerrero, the left back.
All right, Guerrero. Are you reading the squad out?
No. I need a decent midfield player, so I'll go with Bellingham.
Who?
Bellingham.
Jude Bellingham. Roy.
Good player. He's very midfield. That midfield's getting over on.
Oh, easy. The combined age of about 18 11. So far. I think Gar's midfield are going to pass their way through that, and... You know, Gav's James Ward-Prowse one man show is going to
actually we'll be giving away free kicks, imaginary free kicks.
Yeah,
it's a bootio, man. James Ward-Prowse.
he'd be lucky to get on them in that team. Gav, back to you.
Number 10, please.
Bob. Number 10, Chelsea.
Oof. Chelsea. Okay.
Kepa, a reasonable arguer, is still there.
Go away. Go for
saying.
I'll have N'Golo Kante, please.
Jimmy Bastard.
Such an overlay these days.
No, not in this midfield the way it's setting up.
He's proper. N'Golo.
You could have gone with Ben Chilwell or Thiago Silva.
I know, but I didn't. I went with N'Golo Kante.
Mason Mount. I tell you, there's a sign of options there.
No. Can't they please? Because
I have a plan.
Yeah, I have a plan.
you don't need other midfielders now. Just need him.
I like a plan. Gar, give us a number.
Give me number 4, Keith, please.
Number 4, Gar. Only.
Oh, good Jesus Christ. Do you know what? Give me Pope.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Or Tarkowski, yeah.
Rachel.
Pope, no, I'm going Pope all day.
Yeah.
They get you out of a hole there. And you're doing the lads a solid by picking all the shit teams as well. So,
yeah.
Fair play. but it's the first goalkeeper off the off the board. So it's interesting. As I say, some of the crappy teams are gone. There's some good teams left in this now, lads. There's not many bad teams left. I'm just having a quick scour here. I can only really see one. Right. So, Gar, your next pick is going to be very easy. Peter, back to you.
It's back to me?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah, three is there.
Three. This isn't the shitty team, Pete. This is Bayern Munich.
Yes.
You fucking bastard.
Manuel Neuer. Good luck overrunning my midfield. You're not getting past the Berlin Wall. Good luck, boys. Neuer.
That's a great choice, Pete. I'm not going to lie. It's a great choice. Like that.
Overrun the team if you want. Overrun them. He is there.
Now, Gav, you've made a couple of dubious picks in your last couple when you've moved away from the hipster selection. So it's
when you had
Lautaro and you had Rafinha and Mbappe and the Ligt, and then you sort of ventured with Tavernier.
You gave me them teams and I give you a player off them.
You couldn't have picked better.
Tavernier gets you a right back, and Kante is a brilliant footballer, so don't be starting.
4 or 5 years ago he was already
not at all. You'd have him at Liverpool tomorrow, don't be fucking lying. Number 33
Porto.
Oof. Porto.
Speaking of hipsters,
Fuck the influence. Go with Pepe, Gaff. You've got real. Pepe's killing it right now.
He actually is, in fairness.
Second life,
he's
pocketing top centre forwards for fun, and he's an absolute.
He's an animal. The ultimate shithouse. Everything he knows.
If he signed for Rangers tomorrow, I just go, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So absolutely disposed. And Everton on loan.
Yeah. So, Gav, I'll give you a bit of an update. You need a keeper, a fullback.
Yeah, no, I can see where I need. I have it right in front of me.
Gav's gone for Grujic.
No, I'm not going for Grujic.
Gotta go, Pepe.
Pepe is not a bad shout, but I think they'll be better centre halves, isn't it? Who's in goal for Porto?
Victor.
They had you got to see us for a while.
Costa Marchesin, isn't it?
I don't know who that blatant keeper.
If you're asking who, it's not the choice, guy.
Malang Sarr plays in the half, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, on loan from Chelsea.
Oh, more than he rent boys in my squad.
That's like
I'd go hard, man. 38-year-old wall of absolute shithouse, Pepe.
Yeah,
go on, give us Pepe.
It's a good choice. I would have gone as well with your man, the midfielder. What's his name? Sergio Oliveira.
Oliveira.
He's a good player. He's in the
Portuguese. I'll have Pepe because Young De Ligt beside him.
Yeah, it's a good. It's a tough centre-half pairing, Gavin. I'm not going to lie. I like it.
Yeah. I can see a lot of sick notes coming. Like, for example.
It might stop Keith calling me a hipster. I'm nearly 40 years of age. I don't even know how to be a hipster. I don't even know how to be a hipster. You know what I mean?
You wear skinny jeans and grow.
So let's say you're into yoga or Pilates, or maybe you dabble in gymnastics like me. Either way, you know being flexible is key to doing what you love. That's why Smoothie King created this stretch and flex smoothie for people like us. With whole fruits and organic veggies, plus type 2 collagen, make it part of your daily fitness routine to support flexibility and joint health. So try the stretch and flex smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Well, it's the beard, maybe the skinny jeans. Would you fucking stop? Not happening down this way. So you can stick your hipster stuff up your hole. To be honest, right? Who's next?
Gar, give me a number. I bet you take the shit team as a model.
100% don't taking the shit. I'm gonna go looking for some number 13.
No, Leicester.
Leicester.
Great choices in there, by the way.
Yeah, James.
Give me Jamie Vardy.
Yeah. Safe as hell. It's 25 goals. Thank you very much.
If midfield started, I would have gone with Madison or... I think Vardy's, for me, getting goals. I've got Grealish creating.
Have you got a centre-half?
He's missing a centre-half.
Should have went for Fane.
Right back.
Or Castagne.
James Justin, a few
some
good choices in there. You're going Vardy.
Yeah,
the Vardy party for Gar.
Right,
back to Peter.
I'm gonna get the shit team. I know it, so I'm gonna go 31.
31 gone. Is gone.
Is 30 gone?
No, 30 not good.
Spurs.
Oh. Okay.
Good show.
I'm gonna go because you're talking about overrunning midfield. I'm gonna go with the most underrated signing of this season, and that's Højbjerg.
Yeah, good player.
Højbjerg. Yeah. So you remember that? Remember earlier on we were talking about overrunning midfield.
Yeah.
Overrun that, boys.
Easily overrun.
Højbjerg is absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, he's a very good player.
He's very good positioning, but pace wise,
But listen, he's a game changer. Jose Mourinho gets the job.
Chat, you've got a lot of people going for Højbjerg. You've got Reguilón getting a show.
That's the way I was going to pick if I got Spurs.
Yeah, Reguilón. You've got Son, but I know Pete's front line is gone. So Højbjerg, okay, interesting. It does give you a bit more solidity into that midfield. So it's interesting. What other positions you were left with was the two fullbacks now, two Pete. Yeah, Reguilón, Matt Doherty, whoever else, Serge Aurier, I suppose you couldn't really do too much, Davis. I suppose. Ben Davis, our one.
No, I wouldn't take him, Reguilón. You know, definitely.
Yeah.
Reguilón's a decent player, you know.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a good player. And Ndombele getting to mention, Tanganga there, and who else?
I like Lo Celso at Spurs.
Lo Celso's good, yeah.
Yeah, I like Lo Celso.
Party tricks, though.
Harry Kane belatedly getting a mention, but the front positions are all taken. Interesting. So, Gav, on to you.
Number 18, please.
Number 18, Barcelona.
Okay. I might surprise you with this. Can I have Ter Stegen?
If you hadn't picked Ter Stegen, I would have been blaming you, wouldn't you?
Good show.
Because you've only got a left back and a midfielder. Yeah. There's good midfield players there. Frankie De Jong, Pedri are players you could stick in. But
yeah, but I have to get that.
You need a keeper.
Way.
Yeah, that's it.
Barcelona are absolutely muck, but he's consistently great. Great show.
Yeah, he's a great player. In fairness, he's a blatant smashing keeper. On to Gar.
There's still that shit team left, yeah.
They're still in there, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Well, unless he rated Barcelona or Bayern Munich, as it.
I'm gonna go 19.
19's gone.
Is it okay? Sorry, I didn't mind.
Now, there's some not great teams left in it, but there's one standout.
17, Keto.
17, West Ham.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're not the bad one. So, Guy, you're looking for a right back, the centre half, and a winger.
And a forward.
Yeah, oh, forward.
Declan Rice, Gar.
That's centre half. He's more of a midfielder, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Suchek.
No, I can't put in centre. I'm going to go with an off-cuff one here. I'm going to go with Cresswell.
His delivery of a football.
Cresswell.
Get you a few goals.
Right foot.
So you're going mad, you can't pick Suchek.
Right foot. Cresswell's a left foot. You're going to imbalance your team by putting Cresswell there.
He's left foot, isn't he? Shit.
Yeah.
What's in the right back?
Oh, Kufal is the right back.
Kufal is the right foot, yeah. Then centre halves,
you've got who's the West Ham centre backs these days? Your man that we were getting linked with hasn't played for them in a while, Diop. Yeah. Balbuena.
Do we go?
You've also got a wide player as well that you could.
Why would you do that when you go Rice? For me, Rice is better than them all.
Bone. Benrahma.
Jar Bone. Benrahma.
You've got Lanzini, you've got fucking loads.
Jesse, can I put Declan Rice in the half?
Yeah,
you can if you want.
Yeah, I think it's the best of either move a position and move for him or go with scraps. I'll take him over the up anyway.
So, Declan Rice. So, what you've done is the opposite to what Gav done by teaming up the experienced Pepe alongside the lit. You've teamed up Declan Rice with Shore, so soft centre at the back there, Nick Pope behind him.
I don't agree.
Shores can look after himself.
You've thrown it all away, Gar, at the end. You
don't agree.
You've wasted Kevin De Bruyne, Jamie Vardy, Grealish and Bruno Fernandes.
I don't agree. There's a lot of steel at the back there for me, Keith. I don't agree with you.
Shores can look after himself.
Right, who's next? Come on. I have to go home. Peter.
You don't have to go home. You're just probably going on the wall.
So is
that as well.
12
is gone.
Anybody pick Onse 11?
11 is
Real Madrid.
Real.
Yeah.
Fuck.
These are your boys.
And I need a left back.
You need two fullbacks, yeah.
So I will pick. I could pick the enemy, Sergio Ramos, because he started off at right back. And if anybody wants to tell me he's not, he wouldn't be solid there, we'll have an argument. Or I could pick Marcelo, consistently one of the best left backs.
Who's the left back they have now? The new left back they have?
Ferland Mendy.
Yeah, that's it.
Neither of the ones Pete mentioned. Who are you going for, Pete?
I'm going to go with Sergio Ramos at right back.
Sergio Ramos at right back. Okay, we'll let you away with that.
45 today. So probably not a choice to get forward. So people are talking about us not being defensive. He's going to defend.
You're taking that very personally, aren't you? We only said
always do. Relax. You know me. I never forget. Memory like an element.
got a shout out for Gar there, Sergio Garbrain Ramos. After he got the Sergio Ramos show outrageously one week in the show. No offense, Gar.
Don't let the jealousy hit you, mate.
Yeah, no Sergio Ramos, mate. I'll just leave it at that. So next up is Gav. We're running out of teams, Gav.
Yeah, trying not to pick this bad team, but give us number 15.
15 is the bad team. It's Brighton.
Yes.
Okay. I will have
you are a fullback and a midfielder.
So yeah, I'll have Basuma, please.
No. What about Lamptey?
I'll have Basuma.
He has a right back already, so you'd be looking at that big 6'12" fella, Dan Bourne.
Yeah. Assume it'll do. That's grand.
That makes up for the running that N'Golo Kanté can't do. So yeah,
will we nick him?
I don't know if it'd be money. It all comes down to Wijnaldum, doesn't it? I think if Wijnaldum goes, I think he's trying to bring in two midfield for me, because I think Oxlade-Chamberlain leaves, and it's proven that you can't get rid of two and bring in one, not with the way the season's gone and how available people are. So if Wijnaldum stays, I think he looks for a more of attacking player to replace Ox, in my opinion. If Wijnaldum goes, I think Bissouma might be in the running. But I think he could do two. I think the one that they look at in a big way, regardless of what goes on, is Hassan Maher.
I think
that's done, lads. You know that.
Yeah, and I think it's probably as cheap as Bissouma. That's the problem, you know. I think Premier League deals are very hard to get. Big shout to Avi of this parish throwing in a super chat with a shout out to P.
Legend, by the way, the pods that he's been on have been great. I mean, is there anything that he doesn't know about European football? He's giving you a run for your money, Keith.
The man of the people, he is.
He's sitting in the sun all day reading about football. He doesn't even
drinking gin and reading about football.
Modeling
his life on Grizz Carr.
I'm only messaging you. He's a good lad. He's a very good lad.
A great addition to the team. So next up, who have we got? Gar.
Short numbers now, are we?
So what's left is 23, 25, 29, and 32.
23.
Milan.
This is the first team I thought of today, and the same straight away, I was like, I'm definitely picking him if I get him.
Donnarumma.
Yeah, 100%.
I've got a right full and a centre forward here to get.
Yeah.
You go with Zlatan, Gav, would you?
Who's your front two at the moment?
He's got Vardy and Jack Grealish.
Oh, you just play Grealish off them two, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You got your man Leo as well, haven't you?
Rafael Leo. He's only a young lad, he's good.
The lad plays right full for them, doesn't he?
Yeah, so I mean, your options at the back aren't probably great. Owen Bourke's shown in Teo Hernandez, but he's a left full. Great player.
Left full, isn't he?
Played deadly for them this season, yeah.
There is one show. It could be disjointing things here. Tomori has been really good for them this season.
Yeah.
Tomori has been really good.
On loan.
Yeah.
Strong
boy. He's strong boy.
I'm gonna go out on it, and I think there's a better team in there with another forward. So I'm gonna put Tomori into me back four.
It's controversial. Ignoring Ibrahimovic.
I'm not picking Zlatan. I think there's a better forward in there from.
Yeah. Looking at the teams that are left, you may be right. Tomori
and Shores can play right full as well, lads. Don't forget.
Yeah. Tomori's quick as well, so you wouldn't mind him there. Now it's an unbalanced team. You went so well.
I'm gonna switch Shores with Tomori from because Shores has played a really full for Ajax. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Decent
that's
show.
Fine. That's fine. Back to Peter. So I'll just give you a brief, lads. There's two good teams and an average team. Some might say a shy team.
Hey.
So. Numbers 25 left.
Yeah, 25 is left.
Yeah.
So 25, 29, and 32.
25.
Atletico.
Oh.
And you've got a fullback.
I need a left full. So I'm trying to think of.
Does your man still play for them? That played for Chelsea.
Luis Felipe.
Felipe.
He's not in the squad though, is he? Not doing well. And
is he contracted to him? That's it. That's all you need.
Your man, good. Renan Lodo is a decent player at left back. But
what about, can Jimenez play left back?
Look, if you want to go with a Bladen Bolton-esque four centre-back lineup, it's not to you, but
It's a strange one. And Savage is an out and out centre half. Jimenez. I've no choice. I have to pick. So Felipe is there. So
no, Felipe is not there anymore. He's gone.
He is, isn't he?
He's gone back to Brazil, isn't he?
He's in Brazil. He's playing with Sao Paulo, I think.
Sao Paulo.
Okay. So that rules that out. I don't want to pick Lottie. I'll go Jimenez.
Jimenez. Big fan of Jimenez.
Right, so 29 and 32 left.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
So what are you saying? There's one average team and one good team.
Well, I suppose it all depends on your positional needs. So yeah, okay. there's one English team and one European team. Put it that way.
Okay, I will have...
Definitely gets the European team.
Oh, I'm definitely getting... I don't know. I'll get the average one, I'd say. Give us number... Give us 29.
RB Leipzig.
Oh, fuck.
So, let's say you're into yoga or Pilates, or maybe you dabble in gymnastics like me. Either way, you know being flexible is key to doing what you love. That's why Smoothie King created this stretch and flex smoothie for people like us. With whole fruits and organic veggies, plus type 2 collagen, make it part of your daily fitness routine to support flexibility and joint health. So try the stretch and flex smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
That left back, it's your man that used to be with City, isn't it?
City, yeah.
Not a bad show.
Yeah,
I would have preferred him. Great going forward.
Angelino, Pepe, De Ligt, and Tavernier.
That's not bad.
Ter Stegen, Kante, Ward, Prowse, Bissouma, Rafinha, Lautaro, Martinez, Kylian Mbappe. Best of luck, boys.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
We'll move on. So, Gar, that leaves you with the Everton.
Oh, lovely. Dominic Calvert-Lewin. All day.
Really?
On the wing.
Dominic instead of Zlatan.
He's younger, yeah. Getting more years out of him.
There's better forwards out
there. I'm going with the younger one.
I can see the headline now in the mirror. Ibrahimovic gutted to be overlooked.
He'll probably tweet us about this. He's not going to lie. He takes these things personally.
Yeah, he is going to take it personally.
Right. So, lads, what we're going to do, right, you's each got a question, right, in the Super Duper quiz. Mm-hmm. So, you's all have an option to remove a player from another team, one player from one other team.
Okay.
So, Peter, you're first.
Okay. I don't know what the teams are.
So, I'm going to run through them. So,
No. Why are you running through them?
Yeah,
I will take
Kevin De Bruyne.
Are you swapping? I will
give you Lukman in exchange.
You can't give me a player who plays out of position into that. I'm not having that.
He has him in there, so that's what you're getting.
That's the rules.
He's taken one of his midfield men and given you one of his midfield men.
And I don't mind what you do in terms of Virgil van Dijk, because I know you've both got good centre-halves.
We'll just take fucking De Bruyne back. Next up is Gav. You got one right as well. So you now have the power to swap a player from one of the other two teams.
I will give Pepe, and I will take Virgil van Dijk.
How many European Cup winning medals has Pepe got?
I don't give a fuck what he has.
European Cup winning
Pepe.
And finally, Gar, you have a choice now.
I'm taking De Bruyne back and giving him back Lukman.
I can't do that.
Of course you can.
Ridiculous.
How about that? Don't you like those apples?
And you know what the guy's thing is? Is that a finalise now?
No. We've got one more question.
Ah, oh, this is bollocks.
Now, listen, there's only going to be one answer on this. Well, there's not going to be a right answer on this, but it's going to be the closest to gets a final pick to change a player.
Right, so can we write it down? Because then we don't have people saying, oh, I got one less than you and stuff like that. You can write it down and
yeah,
show it to your camera.
Good idea. Okay. Great choice. Yeah, great choice. Right. The 1970 World Cup final between Brazil and Italy. Brazil 4, Italy 1. One of the great iconic games of football history was played in the Azteca Stadium in Mexico. What was the attendance of the final? Write it down. And the nearest to it.
No, we didn't.
But we probably might have asked something similar. But
remember, we asked to Phil, and he was able to tell us the exact attendance of Ireland against Holland in Orlando in 94. It was absolutely
exactly.
It was ridiculous.
That was when we were doing the World Cup reviews. Yeah,
the Azteca massive stadium, wasn't it?
Azteca is huge.
Okay.
Let me know when you all have a number out down.
I'm writing mine now.
How big?
Standing was allowed, I presume.
Mine's ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Peter, what have you got?
130,000.
130,000 even?
Yeah, okay, bigger, isn't it, Gav? 74,764.
Really?
Yeah,
it's much bigger, lads.
Gar,
I'm nearly sure it's nearly 170, isn't it? But I'm going with 159,500.
160,000 in a stadium in Mexico.
It's huge.
Yeah.
The actual attendance was
180 or something, is it?
107,412. So the closest to that was Peter. I think, hold on, let me just double check. This could be toy.
No, he is closest. 120. He's 28. He's 22,000 off. No, I'm 30. I'm 33 off.
Yeah. So Pete. You've won that. So what you can do now, Pete, is you can swap a player off each of their teams.
De Bruyne for Lookman.
I will take De Bruyne back in place of Lookman, and I will take. I'm feeling ungenerous. I will take Virgil van Dijk back in place of
each team.
Yeah.
He googled that. He was looking down to the left hand side. His phone sounded.
I swear to God, I would have just said 100,000.
Yeah, absolute chance.
So you're taking Virgil for Jamal Lascelles, right?
Yeah.
So final rundown of the teams now. Peter, Manuel Neuer in goal. You have a back four of Sergio Ramos, Pepe, Virgil van Dijk and Jose Jimenez, brick wall.
Like that.
You've got a midfield of Pierre-Emile Højbjerg, Jude Bellingham, and let me see, Adam Owens.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh, Kevin De Bruyne. Yeah, I forgot you got him back. Yeah, Kevin De Bruyne. You've done well there. And you've got a front three of Aubameyang, Neto, and Zaha. There's flaws. There's a few holes in the team, but
one at the back.
Major flaws. Aubameyang's not turning up for the match.
Major flaws. Yeah. Look at that back four.
Yeah, I do think your front line is.
I didn't know you got fucking each fella.
Yeah, that's good. Oh. You guess better if you'd have known that.
I would have put more effort in, yeah, because I knew he was going to take Lookman over De Bruyne all day.
Virgil van Dijk and Pepe.
Yeah, you've done well there, Peter.
I'm Grant.
Gav is going with Marc-Andre Ter Stegen in goal. James Tavernier, who surprisingly wasn't transferred at any stage.
Plays for Rangers.
Angelino at the fullbacks are nice. Yeah. You've got Matthias De Ligt and Jamal Lascelles at centre-back. You've got N'Golo Kante, Yves Bissouma, James Ward-Prowse in your midfield. And you've got a front three, which is still tasty. Can't believe no one took Mbappe on you.
Yeah, I know.
Of Rafinha, Mbappe, and Lautaro Martinez. And Gar, finally.
That's a whopper team.
Gar, I think you've been the big loser of this whole situation between picking all the gash teams and then getting absolutely plummeted at the end. You've got Nick Pope in goal, 6'7", big lad. Always does well against Liverpool, but pity there's no Liverpool forwards. You've got a back four of Enda Stevens, Per Shores at fullback, Declan Rice and Faboki Tomori at centre back.
God, it's gone horribly wrong here.
you've got Conor Gallagher protecting the shield in that back four. In front of that is where it starts getting interesting. You've got Bruno Fernandes and Ademola Lookman, and you've got Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Jamie Vardy, and Jack Grealish. Now, the only saving grace you have is Grealish could tuck back into that midfield.
No, but hold on. You can't tuck anywhere because it's 4-3-3. No,
in fantasy world, he can. You know, if he's trying to just, if he wants to sleep at night, he can.
I've got a left winger. Fucking centre mid. I know this game. Doesn't know this game because he fucking stunk the gaff out putting the left winger in centre mid.
And it's worked out great for
him. This game. I haven't a fucking clue about this game.
Hold on a minute. He's ended up with Kevin De Bruyne, so I think he knows something.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He cheated. He looked at his phone on the left-hand side. You can clearly see.
he's turned Ademola Lookman into Kevin De Bruyne. I'm not going to lie. I think you're going to need to start canvassing for votes on this.
You need to tell Grizz you love him so he'll do a tweet for you.
You need to get Grizz as your campaign manager on this. But we will put the three teams out in a 4-3-3 formation. And, you know, good luck to Gar on it. I think the other two boys have got certainly strong teams, but do have holes in it. I think Gar might get the sympathy vote here and could be the dark horse. So, as own books, I give Gar, Shane Long, Philip Billing, and Gordon Pandev for the bench some stalwarts of the day trippers chat.
Hey, Pandev, all day, yeah.
Hey,
Pandev, and put him in net. Pete will take Pandev and put him in net.
And give
that was pure luck, absolute pure luck. You didn't know that was happening.
As Free World said, look, we got passed around like a spliff.
Poor Ademola.
Oh,
he's a good player, good lad, just maybe not in centre mid. But anyway, it's been a bit of crack. We've just been
going
like that. It's just gotten on doing the drafts. They're a bit of fun for ourselves, and hopefully people enjoy listening and looking back at them.
Oh, you know what? Dan Jay has it. He says, if Gar does a tweet saying we're signing our, he'll get the votes easy. That's what Grizz does.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Like, Grizz literally picks anyone he feels like it and then just says, vote for me and I'll tell you something, and they all just vote for him.
So that's it. So, Gar, what you need to do is do a mix of Grizz and Andy, put the sirens that Andy sirens does, on. Our, and then see what the vote plays for more information. And then the information can be, no, we're not signing them. But anyway, lads, that's been it. Thanks very much for joining me for the quiz, or for the draft. Sorry, not the quiz, the draft. It's been a bit of crack, as we said, and, you know, interesting how the teams, they're never as straightforward as they do seem. Gav actually encouraged me to be a bit of a bastard in that.
You have to be, don't you? Like, you have to throw in some oddballs at the end because then people get upset, oi, Gar, and then some people get excited, oi, P. But that's how they work. You know, you could do a straightforward draft and even vote, but when you have that bit at the end. But that's the last draft or quiz for a while. I think we're back to normal now.
We have a show about who this Gallagher person is.
Oh, West Brom. He's on loan in Chelsea, I think. I really like him.
Is he captain, Gar? Is he your captain?
Gav likes him, and that's all I'm concerned about.
Yeah, no, I do. I've seen him play for West Brom.
I've seen him do the job, so I want to pick him. And then you look at everybody else's team, and you're like, do you know what I mean?
It's how the balls fall. He was
it is. But we're back. We're back to normal
now. What's the plan for the week?
Tomorrow is the midweek fix. Myself, Jamie, and two other guests that are going to be confirmed tomorrow. And the title of that show is The Greatest. So you'll like that. You'll really like that. Thursday night is Carnage with Grizz, and he has got Avi with him, and he has two Arsenal guests, which we'll really, really like. Obviously looking forward to the weekend. Friday is the Friday Forecast with Chris. I think Abby's on. Pete Selby, the Leicester fan, is on. And Conan the Villa fan, who was on with us a couple of weeks, is really good. They're going to be previewing the weekend. They're going to have a few extra bits thrown in as well, which is always good. And then, of course, the Fatback Four is back on Sunday. So we're back to football. We're putting these drafts and quizzes on the shelf for a little while, but they've been really enjoyable over the last 2 weeks, I have to say.
Yeah, it's something to get us by, isn't it? So look, we'll leave it there. We let everyone get off to bed or Warzone or whatever it is they're going to do.
Pew, pew.
Warzone indeed, pew, pew all the way. So look, lads, once again, thanks for joining me. I've been the host, Keith. We've been the Day Trippers, and we'll see you all again soon.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
Launch your career in global business with Georgetown University's full-time MBA, ranked 9th in the U.S. overall by the Financial Times. Explore the program at choosegeorgetown.com/MBA.
Sports Social Podcast Network.